Hello and welcome to Attract Positive Results, the show where each week I help you to navigate life's challenges, discover a beautiful, amazing new relationship with yourself, and, of course, attract positive results. Before we begin, I'd like you to just take a few deep breaths. Allow yourself to just come back to who you are. Allow yourself to just be present. So you can truly hear what we're going to talk about today. Take a deep breath. Very good. Goals, goals, goals. Here's the thing about goals. They're awesome. They help you to move forward. They give you a specific direction. They refine what you really want. They are great in many ways. I never used to use the word goals with people I worked with. See, I saw how sometimes having goals could get twisted around and somehow become a horrible sense of failure for many people, myself included. What was once this awesome and amazing energy of positivity and challenge became instead dread and a reason to give up and just stay home and watch bad TV. Can you relate to that? See, I didn't understand why that was the case, but I did know that I had a passion to achieve my desires and help people to do the same. And then, like a flash, it all dawned on me why this was happening. I saw that in the most traditional sense, goals are set up to focus on your lack. It implies that until you arrive at the goal, you have not achieved and you are a failure. Traditional goals and goal setting emphasizes that you constantly measure the distance between where you are now and the goal. It made so much sense. Goals viewed in this way are a sure way to keep you beating yourself up for not being at the goal yet. This also creates a kind of low-level depression that many times leads to actually giving up on the goal and instead, as I said, watching lots of bad TV or eating a whole cheesecake. Can you relate? But now that I grasped this flaw in traditional goal setting, what I always say to my clients and students is to look at it backwards. That's right. Don't keep looking at how far you have to go to reach the goal that you want to manifest in your life. Instead, measure and acknowledge how far you have come from the time that you decided to start moving towards the goal or the manifestation. Measure how far you have come instead of how far you have to go. If you look at it like that, your whole vibration around achieving the goal will feel much more successful already, instead of feeling like you have so far to go. When you do this, and you're honest with yourself, you've probably come much further than you're giving yourself credit for. Measuring how far you have to go is not only a way to keep beating yourself up, it is a way to keep yourself stuck. Most of us are looking at goals as very, very far away from us. We are looking at something we want to achieve that seems, in time and distance, quite far away. It may seem far in time, but in your mind and your imagination, it is right now. It's actually much closer than you think. Now, I know this idea may seem hard to really get into your bones and accept that what you can imagine actually is real. But as you work with the concepts we are talking about here in this book, you will start to realize the imagination is just as powerful as the real manifestations in your life. So say yes if today you will measure how far you have come instead of how far you have to go. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that the podcast brought up some things for you to help you in your life, to really navigate life's challenges. But if you are still looking for more help, more guidance, I would love to talk to you. I'd love to talk to you about how I can help you in a deeper, more significant way to really master the art of joyful living and attract positive results. To do that, you can just go to attractpositiveresults.com/apply, and I will book out some time with you for about 30 minutes where we will discover exactly what is blocking you and how to get through that. Okay? All right. As I always say, I pray that love will guide you, and I will see you next time.